Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down
at the Roundtable. Welcome back as we continue our discussion of potential passages from Sula by Toni Morrison.
Okay, next quote. Every now and then she looked around for tangible evidence of his having ever been there. Where were the butterflies? The blueberries? The whistling reed? She could find nothing, for he had left nothing but his stunning absence.
That's really powerful.
Mm-hmm. So this one, I like the imagery of it. I love the phrase stunning absence. Mm-hmm. For me, this is probably a second tier because I do like some of them better.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is beautifully written, and definitely, as always with Toni Morrison, the description of that feeling is spot on and raw and you know, just perfect. Yeah.
The next quote was the same as one of yours. Okay. It's the one talking about the tiny bodies of Cornish hens in a nest of rice. So I'm going to go ahead and delete this one.
Yeah.
We've already discussed it.
Yeah. But good on us. Good on us for both choosing it.
Yeah. And this next one I love so much.
Okay.
When you go and get married, you need to have some babies. It'll settle you. I don't want to make somebody else. I want to make myself.
Oh, man. That's so perfect.
I love this one because I think that it speaks to the time. Mm-hmm. But I even think that this is an attitude which in some ways perseveres today.
Oh, definitely. You
know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where does the attention of women need to be?
Right.
You know, do we spend enough time making ourselves mm-hmm. in whatever form that is? And if that is to choose to have a baby, that's great.
Right.
But if it's to do something else, are we allowing that?
Right. And you know, even when a woman does successfully, mm-hmm. you know, build a career or whatever, society may not see her as whole if she's not married with children. I mean, there still is that element of that primal female role of motherhood that permeates especially a patriarchal society. But I mean, you know, if you think about the women that you know are powerful in our country today, some of them, you know, kind of get raked over the coals if they don't have children of their own. But even if they're stepmothers or anything like that, it's like not being a biological mother is still something of a stigma. And if you think about women who can't have children physically, that stigma hurts them because it's not their choice that they can't have children. They just can't. And so that, you know, that it all kind of flow, these thoughts flow from this quote, which just tells me this is a good quote to go lots of different places. You know, I really like it too. I want to make myself. I don't want to make somebody else.
I'll leave this one kind of up to you. Do you see this as a first tier or second tier?
Well, I'm terrible at making those choices because, you know, politically and culturally, this is top tier. For the project?
For the project.
It may be second tier because I don't know the visuals and, you know, we're always trying to second guess our participants, you know, what they might see or get from it. I think it's very powerful though. Is there something between top and second tier? I don't know. I'm terrible at the tiers.
My next quote was the same as yours. Circles, it was just a little highlight from it. The circles and circles of sorrow. So I'm going to delete that.
Yeah. Okay.
Here's a short one I pulled out. It is sheer good fortune to miss somebody long before they leave you.
Boy, that's the truth. There's love for you right there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
I love this one, but it's kind of like the one about, you know, hell is repeating the same thing over and over.
Exactly.
I don't think that it's long enough for what we're looking for.
Yeah. If our project were great one-liners, you know.
Yes.
In instead of passages, I mean, that would be tip top number one, right? That'd be really up there.
My next quote was the secondhand lonely quote. So I'm going to go ahead and delete that because we've already discussed it.
All right. Yep. That was a good one.
And then the next one, I didn't even know his name. And if I didn't know his name, then there is nothing I did know. And I have known nothing ever at all, since the one thing I wanted was to know his name. So how could he help but leave me, since he was making love to a woman who didn't even know his name?
Wow, that's a great quote. That's got so much going on in there. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Yeah.
The sentiment just really appealed to me. I think the question for me in selecting this or not, because I think there's plenty to talk about in relationships and sexual politics, mm-hmm. is does it have enough that would inspire an artist?
I feel like this quote requires a little more context than some of the others. And, you know, I always try to think of standalone. I feel like this one kind of would require more context. But that's also saying it might encourage people to delve into the book more deeply. So I would say second tier, maybe 2.5. I don't know.
I agree with you in that it would really only make sense if they understood what led up to it.
Yeah. I love that idea. I love that the way she writes about it. If you don't know his name, then there's nothing I know. I mean, you know, what's in a name? Well, apparently a lot, you know, there's something about identity in this that requires further discussion. So it would be a good talking jump off, you know, discussion jump off. Okay.
It looks like some of these quotes I like so much I put in there twice.
Let me do a little All right, that's all right. I've done that before too. I'm like, wait a minute, did I already type this up?
Oh my goodness. I like some of these so much they're in there multiple times.
There you go. That's all right.
Okay.
Ah, there it is. There's circles and circles again. Yeah.
Well, this is going to make the decision. Okay. That's the end of my list. So the rest of them are ones we've already discussed.
That's the end of Sula. So we kind of have those in a good order, as far as like what we like and all that stuff. How do we want, we're kind of at a, in between this and the next book discussion. So what do we usually do? I can't even remember. Do we go on to the next book and rank those and then kind of go back through book at a time? How do we usually do this? I don't even remember.
I think that would be a good thing to do. For one thing, I think it will behoove us to put our minds on another book and then go back. And
definitely,
I think some of them will naturally rise to the top after that.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Join us next time as we continue our discussion of our 2021 NICE project.
This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.